Well, you wanted somebody to take down the globalist. Trump's doing it. Now he hadn't secured the DOJ. That's a bunch of crooked lawyers. They couldn't fly straight if they wanted to. But Trump has bypassed him on a lot of fronts. And I'd be a liar if I didn't tell you we're blessed. And you prayed for somebody to stand up for you. Then you got it. They're going to try to kill him again. I want to play a few more minutes of him at this reception. He's live right now. And then I'm going to come back, finish up with some of the more powerful clips that are so historic. And Newsom getting roasted. And then I'm going to shift gears into the domestic news. The Islamics calling for open mass murder of Republicans. The left doing it everywhere. No one's getting in trouble. It's completely illegal because of the damn Justice Department. And you know what? There's ways to have states and counties indict. Problem is almost every major city and most mid-sized towns are Soros run. See, yeah, we're waking up. Yeah, we're getting a lot of traction, but they're so dug in, folks. But at least we're awake and getting traction. So we're winning hearts and minds. In that department, we're running circles around them, but they're just dug into everything. So it's, and people are like, well, God, well, that's negative then. Well, yeah, but at least we got a fighting chance. At least more people are awake every day. At least our president's pulling out all these globalist operations and cutting their funding off and in their face telling them they're destroying their countries by design. They're a bunch of crooks. And then they throw a big fit and pull out of the trade deal. He'll just now pressure them back into it. Don't you love that response? He hadn't even finished speaking and they pulled out of it. Because they're all sitting right there, the unelected EU commission. They can just sit and, hey, we're pulling out right there on the spot. Dictators. While they shake their finger at us and tell us how to cow get the cabbage. You know what? I'm not going to get to the Trump thing. We're going to break him in anyways. I'm going to come back and just get to the clips. Because now, folks, in Ohio, Maine, Texas, Illinois, Oregon, Washington, New Mexico, all the scams the Somalis ran, we're now learning are being run by other groups because it's the Democrats on top of it. And they now caught a bag lady. I don't mean a bag lady like a bag lady homeless lady, a bag woman, a bag man in Ohio. And then they caught a bunch of her accessories paying off judges to give asylum to illegals. And just like I told you years ago, they got to give part of their paycheck to the law firm and then to the group. And then they've got to go sign up for all this fraud. And then they don't even get the money. Now the Somalis have negotiated because they're a tribe, a gang, a tribe within a tribe. You're Somali, that's the ruling tribe out of Mogadishu. They all fight with each other like any warlord group. They cut a better deal where the Somalis actually get 30-40% of the money. The Hispanics and Eastern Europeans and everybody else, they get signed up with these things. Don't get nothing, basically. Simply get to stay here. And people say, how'd you know this decades ago? It came out locally, and I was told about it by the police, that La Raza, the Mecha, and the mayor's, you know, brother was this big lawyer. You've heard the story 100 times, it's been in the news. And he had like a dungeon under his house and people didn't pay up the money. And he had them all signed up, getting a big percentage of it and running them as slaves. That's just how it's done everywhere, folks. We'll be right back. I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. Ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, Patrick Bateman, American Psycho 2.0, a little firebug that burned down the Palisades, the nephew of Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat crime syndicate, Gavin Newsom, was over in Davos the last few days saying, oh, beware Trump, he's going to flamethrow you when you get here. Oh, he's so dangerous, look out. Well, he did. And the Treasury Secretary Bessette and Trump further flame broiled him and even called him Patrick Bateman 2.0. I love it. So from my mouth to the president's ears, then out of his mouth and out of Bessette's mouth, we all see it for what it is. And it's so important to just get in their faces. Then some other great moments where they're like to Luttning, well, we need globalism. China controls 97% of rare earth minerals. Luttning had just given a speech about how do we ever let them do that? Our regulators wouldn't let U.S. companies even be involved in those as part of an unofficial deal with China to corner the market. They weren't supposed to expand militarily. That was supposed to be NATO as the world force with the U.S. And then they would get control of all basic development. China double-crossed that, hence the split 17 years ago. This is the whole breakup of the New World Order that I said back then had already begun. So she's lecturing him, and Luttning had just given a speech. We have a speech explaining that, and then she goes, but you need them. They've got the minerals. And he's like, that's why we're doing this, lady. The whole point of everything we said is we're going to be independent. Plus, the U.S. already controlled all those trade routes and systems and let China have it. So now we're just going in and making deals with each country to extract it. And guess what? Almost all the countries are going with us, including all the stands in Central Asia, into Eastern Europe and Southern Europe. They've all, except one, signed deals with us to cut off the Belt and Road Initiative and go with our new railroad. That's going to ship all the rare earth minerals right onto our ships. Thank you. What do you think we're doing down in Argentina? Musk already moved in there 5 years ago for the rare earths. They thought it would take at least 8 years to get the mines operating. They're already operating. It'll be at full capacity within 1 year. Takes 10 years on average. And these aren't mines with little slave kids, you know, like BlackRock runs down in them in Congo. These are big, giant, huge excavators, you know, the size of 30 school buses with high-paid engineers and workers. That's how we do it. Not 10-year-old black kids down in pits working themselves to death, literally, with UN mercenaries with machine guns up at the top. Trump's like, that ain't happening. That's done. That's how the Chinese run their operations. Because they're so loving. And America's so bad. All right, let's go to the clips back to back.
I think it's very, very ironic that, you know, Governor Newsom, who strikes me as Patrick Bateman meets Sparkle Beach Ken, may be the only Californian who knows less about economics than Kamala Harris. He's here this week with his billionaire sugar daddy, Alex Soros. And the Davos is a perfect place for a man who, when everyone else was on lockdown, when he was having people arrested for going to church, he was having $1,000 a night meals at the French Laundry. And I'm sure the California people won't forget that. And I can tell my message to Governor Newsom is the Trump administration is coming to California. We are going to crack down on waste, fraud, and abuse. And I was told he was asked to give a speech on his signature policies, but he's not speaking because what have his economic policies brought? Outward migration from California, a gigantic budget deficit, the largest homeless population in America, and the poor folks in the Palisades who had their homes burned down. He is here hobnobbing with the global elite while his California citizens are still homeless. Shame on him. He is too smug, too self-absorbed, and too economically illiterate to know anything.
Thank you very much.
Let me know if you need any further clarification.
Gavin's a good guy. And we're going to, if he needed it, I would do it in a heartbeat. I'd love to see. We did help them a lot in Los Angeles, a lot with the early in my term when they had some problems. But we would love to do it. I will say this, if I were a Democrat governor or whatever, I would call up Trump. I'd say, come on in, make us look good, because we're cutting crime down to nothing. And we're taking people out, career criminals who are only going to do bad things, and we're bringing them back to their countries. But where we've done it has been amazing, and we have a capacity to do it at much greater levels.
Wake up. Where the hell has everybody been? Stop with this bull diplomacy of sort of niceties, and somehow we're all going to figure it out. Stop saying one thing privately and another publicly. Have some spine. Have some goddamn balls. Excuse my language.
Governor Newsom, do you have a message for Europeans who are concerned about the messages from the White House?
Look how insane he is.
This week?
Yeah, it's time to buck up. It's time to get serious.
By the way, pause. And stop. I've known a lady for about 10 years, I'll leave it at that, who worked in the mayor's office directly for him. And she's been about 2 inches away from talking about it. And if and when he does run for president, she's probably going to come on the show. And I told her, I was out in California a while back, about a year ago, there with my daughter and Rob Dew covering Bohemian Grove, and she lived nearby. So we're talking to her. She was just like, yeah, it's bad. But I mean, he is what he looks like. I mean, he is a psycho. And at least back then, falling down drunk by noon many days on all sorts of drugs and just literally just, well, you can imagine. Let's just say he's Bill Clinton 2.0. And that shows how fully compromised he is as well. All right, let's go back to a little bit more of him. Here he is.
Time to stand tall and firm, have a backbone. I've seen this in the United States, the supine Congress playing both sides, you know, saying one thing on a text or a tweet and another publicly. It's time to have principle. It's time to stand tall and strong.
And what does that mean?
It's time to stand united. You make that determination. I don't make that determination.
He's definitely on the right there.
Just, I can't take this complicity. People rolling over. I should have brought a bunch of knee pads for all the world leaders. I mean, handing out crowns and this is pathetic. Nobel Prizes that are being given away. I mean, it's just pathetic. And I hope people understand how pathetic they look on the world stage. I mean, at least from an American perspective, it's embarrassing.
So what should
time
do?
You should decide, the Europeans should decide for themselves what to do. But one thing they can't do is what they've been doing.
All right, let's stop right there. With Trump and the gold aesthetic, it's not really my style. But in general, Trump sees bad neighborhoods, things falling apart, parks messed up. He wants everybody to do well. They can't build an ice rink for 5 years. They're such idiots. He pays for it, builds it in like 2 months. He wants to get stuff done to a neurotic point of like, everything's going to be organized. Everything's going to be nice. Everything's going to be good. Isn't that what you want rather than the other thing? But as for, the Koreans gave him a crown. Have you looked up, because they register the stuff, what presidents are given? Every time our presidents go to Japan or South Korea, they give them a crown or a sword. Every time they go to Saudi Arabia, they give them that. They've got piles of them. Remember when Trump famously, the prime minister, dumped all the food into the fish? The media cropped it to show him dumping it and saying he did it wrong. Then we got the wide shot. He copied the prime minister. It's games, people. They just never made a big deal about them giving him crowns and swords and, you know, gold Fabergé eggs. But you can go find all that going on. And then they misrepresent with these snapshots is how they do it. One more clip. I'm going to Roger Stone with Big News. Here's Ludnick. 90% of your minerals come from the U.S. China. Low IQ UK Chancellor Rachel Reeves tells Secretary Ludnick that America needs globalism and China for minerals as the WEF just embarrassed her. Now, Lutnick yesterday and today gave speeches about we can't be dependent. We've got to get back control. That's why we're doing this over rare earth semiconductors, things like that. That's his point. We can't be dependent on our enemies, and we're making deals right now to go directly to the sources that China made deals with to cut them off, and it's happening. We're winning this thing. But when you see the level of ignorance of these people, she just made his point for him. She doesn't even understand what he's saying. Here it is.
20% of your critical minerals at the moment come from the US, from China. You need to wean yourself off those.
Sure.
Yeah. But you won't be able to do that without the help of Canada and Australia and other countries. And so for all of your strengths, we do also need to think how we can preserve some of the things that the US has benefited from in the NATO alliance and the Western alliance.
Yeah, an alliance that's deindustrialized us and has our enemies surrounding us. I am extremely impressed by Trump, Ed Davos. I'm extremely impressed by Bessette, by Lutnick, by all of them. Trump is on this populist streak of banning over 10% credit card interest rates, banning the mega corporations, buying up the single family homes, Kennedy pulling all the poisons out, banning most of the shots, pulling the Marisol out. 96% shutdown border, $20 trillion investment pledge, $9 trillion already here. You fly up in a plane around the country, especially in the South. There's just factories and stuff being built everywhere. You fly into Austin, it's as far as the eye can see, it looks like mega city or something. But like Trump said, it'll take 6 months to a year for that to kick in. Already energy prices down 45%. Food prices going down. And I get inflation was so bad, it's not going to take care of yet, but Roger Stone studies all the real polls. We get top pollsters on like Mark Mitchell, and he said there was some sliding the last few months, but are these new polls accurate? And how do we get the message out to American people that, hey, you're not going to get instant gratification? I think Trump made a mistake back during the campaign saying, oh, right away we'll kill inflation. Right away we'll – I understand you win campaigns like that, but I'd have been like, listen, their plan, we're totally destroyed. My plan, a year, it turns around, which we know is the real plan. And now we're about a year in, we start seeing it happen. So I want to ask Roger his take on this event. The globalists themselves admitting their whole New World Order is dead. Everybody hates them. They're unpopular. They're falling apart. All Trump has to do is differentiate himself more, as he's doing, from the globalists and explain they're the ones that did this. I'm the populist. I'm the rebel. We're the rebels, which he was doing today. And that's going to get his numbers back up ahead of the midterms. Obviously, what's happening with the Somalis, the mass fraud nationwide, and ICE, that is something that is very serious. We'll get into that. We'll get into other hurdles that the president faces and the American people face, and some other key issues with Roger Stone as well. Roger, great to have you, my friend. So you've got my summation. What do you make of this? I mean, to their face, they threw a fit, by the way, and he wasn't even done speaking for an hour and a half. 10 minutes before he's done, because you've got the unelected EU commission there, I guess they got on their cell phones together and decided, oh, we're pulling out of the trade deal with the U.S. So they didn't go to a cabinet meeting. They didn't go. No, the dictators right there on their cell phones in the audience literally decided to then do this and to basically pee on themselves or turn over the chessboard in a fit. Roger Stone.
Well, first of all, Alex, I think it's important to recognize this is the second time Donald Trump is going into the lion's den. He went previously to speak to the World Economic Forum. That speech has been selectively edited, but if you look at all of it, he basically told them where they could go with their worldview then. Now he's back, and of course he's actually doing it. In the Big Beautiful Bill, he put in place the largest tax cuts in American history, and he got them renewed. The full impact of that, which will be substantial, not yet fully kicked in. He has cut hundreds of thousands of time-consuming over regulations that will also take time to kick in. When we get a depoliticized Federal Reserve Board, because it's Jerome Powell who's playing politics, based on the employment rate and the inflation rate, the two factors on which the Federal Reserve is supposed to base its decisions, both are lower than when they cut rates to try to reelect Joe Biden. So we're long past the time that the Fed should have cut more deeply. There is one standard, unfortunately. If you lie to Congress, and in this case, there's no question that Powell did about whether there were executive elevators, whether there were private dining rooms, whether there was a lavish roof garden. He insisted there were not. And of course, when we saw the public plan, they were. Those are material lies about taxpayer money.
Let me just back you up. His body language on Monday was total panic mode when he said he takes this very seriously and that this is, Trump trying to meddle in their private operation. He is at the Supreme Court today during the hearings about whether or not they're above the law, as they've been claiming. AP source, Fed Chair Powell, is attending the case today. Supreme Court will decide if Fed independence has any legal teeth. And clearly, the president can remove any of them for cause, though presidents really have never done that. This is Trump going after the Federal Reserve as well. You talk about hitting on all cylinders. Talk about going for the belly of the beast. This is it.
Well, of course, he did dismiss Lisa Cook for cause. She's challenged that, and she won a round in the D.C. courts when the court clerk sent the case to the African-American sorority sister of Lisa Cook. A clear conflict of interest. That's on appeal. Ultimately, Trump's ability to fire Lisa Cook, whose real estate dealings revealed serious mortgage fraud, I think will be very clear. But until we get that deeper interest rate cut, it's interesting, Alex, housing has moved into the second most important issue in the country. Food costs are still the number one concern of most Americans. Gas prices used to be number two, but gas prices are now fifth. Why? Well, because Donald Trump has driven down the cost of gas as he promised he would. And therefore, people worry about it less. But it's not unimportant. It's an extraordinary achievement for which I think he deserves enormous credit.
Well, there's two main camps out there, other than the camps of pragmatists and smart people and people that actually are political and involved and informed. There's either black pillars that say Trump's totally evil, everything's horrible, blah, blah, blah. He was on the rooftop and killed Charlie Kirk. And then you've got the other group that says Q, it's all invincible, everything's fine. You go to sleep, get your popcorn, and then I get constantly, you're a traitor, you're kissing Trump's ass. No, I'm not. My God, we need Trump. He's doing so much great stuff. I bitch when I think he's doing the wrong thing. I don't see how people don't even have there's not even a choice here. The globalists want you poor. They want to enslave you. How we don't have more people supporting Trump, and how his approval rating is down. I don't know how much of that's cooked. I think some of it's real. Just shows we finally get what we prayed for, and I don't see enough people appreciative of what we've got here.
Well, I think it's very important to point out, for example, that Republicans, establishment Republicans, have dined out by attacking Obamacare for years. Paul Ryan attacked it. Newt Gingrich attacked it. Kevin McCarthy attacked it. But Republicans never came up with a free market-based alternative, something that would be better than Obamacare. President Trump has finally introduced a Republican alternative health plan that relies on the free market, but also choice, and takes the big profit out from huge pharmaceutical companies. So this is something to run on. Remember, the Republicans and Trump will have an enormous financial advantage in the 2026 election in terms of paying for promoted ideas, because, of course, they can't count on the still dominant fake news media that broadcasts PAP and propaganda to mindless.
Roger, that's my point. I'm at the grassroots, so are you. There is a large segment of MAGA which only want to bitch and complain and get mad if we point out good stuff that's happening, who I think are being babies because literally just energy prices, gasoline, 45% down on average. Stuff. This is real, tangible stuff that he's doing every day. His 365 wins and days. All I'm saying is people should be more appreciative, in my view.
Well, here's the interesting thing, Alex. When you look at the polling, you cite a polling that shows that there's been a dip in his popularity, and a lot of this is pushed by the mainstream media. But what's more important, if you look at those polls, is the solidarity of his base. In other words, people who were for him, even those who are unhappy about the pace of the Russian collusion hoax investigation and prosecutions, or those who are upset that he hasn't already enacted the Insurrection Act of 1807 in light of that attack on a Christian house of worship in the middle of services, a radical organization attacks a church in America, in the United States of America. This is very hard to believe. They're inviting the president to invoke the Insurrection Act, which, as you know, is constitutionally the Constitution elsewhere prohibits the use of uniformed military troops for domestic operations. This is the one exception to that. And Johnson did it. Kennedy did it. Bush enacted it after riots.
Let's be clear. It's when a local government can't or won't do its job. You've got all these reporters getting robbed, attacked, drugged behind cars. You've got ICE being run over. You've got them shooting up facilities all over the country. You've got two cops shot by Antifa out in Portland, barely hits the news. I mean, it's constant. And the left's everywhere saying, we're going to kill, we're going to murder, even before this woman died. And then you've got, again, First Amendment is for churches and for free speech. You have a right to free speech, folks, on a street corner, in your house, on the radio, wherever. You don't have a right to go into a church that is a private gathering by invitation and scream you're Nazis and make kids cry and take over with Don Lemon laughing, just like they have laws in the books that we can't go in and take over abortion clinics. And now I'm told they're going to use those laws on them, and I better see some damn indictments.
Well, Alex, I think you hit this directly on the head. You saw a BLM statesman, a spokesman the day before calling for the city to burn. So they want to return to the BLM Antifa riots of the end of Trump's first term. I think they're going to be treated far differently this time. I really think this was a tipping point at a house of worship. I mean, I think this is extraordinary. You said the key words, and that is, this is the Insurrection Act is for when local law enforcement can't or won't enforce the law. And the sad fact here is, because of wokeism, it's not that they can't, it is they won't enforce the law. We'll talk about it when we come back.
After Nick Sordor got his camera robbed, drugged behind the car, almost killed, the police show up 10 minutes and say, we're not investigating, we know who did it, you shouldn't be here. And then the state senator, the crazy-looking Somali guy, said, yeah, we don't want whites in this area. This is a no-go zone. He said that. I mean, wow. I want to thank the viewers and listeners for your endless and tireless support over the years. We try to make it easy to be supporters with fabulous products that really enrich and empower your life. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. All sorts of really cool knives, collectibles. And the most important, the best supplements you're going to find anywhere. Whatever the highest rated is, whatever has the best studies, whatever has the 5-star reviews. I mean, if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, if you don't get our bovine colostrum that's the very best, if you don't get our Shilajit or our CMOS, you're crazy. If you don't get our turmeric that's the strongest out there, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, so good for you, you're crazy. Big sales going on the side, 40% off on things like the World War II modern version trench knife. Limited edition InfoWars black on white trucker hat, free with every order. And they had this thing going since Thursday. I didn't notice it until Sunday, so I had them extended one day today. But that's it. Every order gets one of these limited edition in there. So get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. But with the deals we got, we need to sell a lot of stuff to fund this operation. So do yourself a favor, Mr. Sit on the Fency. I'm not mad at you. I'm telling you. Get the methylene blue. We have the best. It is so good for you. It is so game-changing. So good for your mind. So good for all your cells. So good for telomeres. Just get a bottle of ultramethylene blue. Support the broadcast. Finally, because we got even more documents in and more depositions and things, we are about to file our huge, massive civil rights suit with conspiracy against rights, all the proof, the DOJ, the CIA, the Democratic Party, you know, the law firms. I mean, this is a... And by the way, under the rules, we had to show them the suit a few weeks ago, and they went completely ape and threatened us and everything else with, you know, all this stuff they're going to do. Great. Because we got all the evidence up one side and down the other. But I'm taking on the big boys. So know this. The majority of the funding you send us buying products goes to the fight against the tyrants. And we are fully committed to that. They want this show off the air because I know what I'm talking about. That's why I get mad at the shows that are, you know, innuendo and conspiracy theories. I've never been a conspiracy theorist, folks. That's what the media calls me. That's a CIA term. I am an analyst. I'm a futurist, and I know what I'm talking about, and my guests know what they're talking about. You know my rule. Who do I have on all the time? People that are consistently right. I associate with people that got their acts together, and I can tell you, we know what we're doing. This broadcast belongs to you. You built this. It's fighting for your future, my future, all of us collectively, but we can't do it without you. Make the commitment in this ocean of media and information. The bad guys particularly hate this show because we know what we're doing. We're steering people right, but we can't take these people on without you. I need your support. Word of mouth, prayer, and financial support, and I make it damn easy. This is a win-win. All you got to do is go to thealexshowstore.com. I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analyst and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
You know, yesterday when Trump put out this 365 actions that they've done in 365 days, I tried to scan it before the show, and then after the show, I spent about an hour when I got home at night reading it, and it reminded me of so many things I'd forgotten that Trump has done that are just amazing, and how much work goes into it. And then I was thinking about a bunch of stuff they didn't put in here. I mean, it's like so much that I could think of another 100 things. So, yeah, I love the talking point, and keep it up. Keep doing it. Oh, my God, Jones is the biggest bootlicker. All he does is fawn over Trump all day. All he does is say how great things are compared to what we'd have with Kamala Harris right now. And yeah, they're trying to take him out. They tried to kill him. They tried to put me in prison. They tried to put Roger in prison. We've gone through hell to get this guy in. And you see the globalists while he was giving that speech looking on with total hatred, shaking their heads. And before it was even over, they went and kicked the trade deal out and suspended the U.S. trade deal out of a pure fit. And now Trump has all the leverage. He'll just go back and squeeze them. But it shows the worst people on earth, folks, hate Trump. And so all I'm saying is he's our Godzilla taking out the bad guys. And that said, though, the Federal Reserve held up these interest rates. They should have done it right when he got in. They did it for Democrats, not for us, and they're still paltry. And that's really the only thing that could derail this. We'll talk to Roger about that. But speaking of populism, I mean, just the stuff recently, capping credit cards at 10%. No, you're not going to buy up single-family dwelling homes. Homes are for people. Really simple, right? All the other stuff he's doing on a daily basis, RFK Jr., all of it, it is so pro-consumer, so populist, and so fair, And it reminds me, it's the Democrats under Clinton that allowed the states and the feds to get rid of the loan sharking laws, to where we have loan sharking in this country, and Trump's trying to get rid of loan sharking. So a lot of exciting things that are definitely happening right now. You now see home prices dropping for the first time. You now see energy prices dropping. A lot of that's because they've, you know, a lot of the illegals are self-deporting, up to 3 million of them now. So this is very exciting. Here's a clip of Trump. It's such a simple thing. 2 + 2 = 4. But that's what's revolutionary about the truth, is that it stands on its own. Here's Trump saying, houses are for people. Here it is.
Home ownership has always been a symbol of health and vigor of American society, but that goal fell out of reach for millions and millions of people in the Biden era because interest rates went up so high. Today, I'm taking action to bring back this bedrock of the American dream. In recent years, Wall Street giants and institutional investment firms, many of you are here, many of you are good friends of mine, many of you are supporters. Sorry to do this to you. I'm so sorry. But you've driven up housing prices by purchasing hundreds of thousands of single-family homes, and it's been a great investment for them, often as much as 10% of houses on the market. You know, the crazy thing is a person can't get depreciation on a house, but when a corporation buys it, they get depreciation. Okay, that's something we're going to have to think about, too. I don't know if too many people think about that. You buy a corporation, they buy 500 houses. They buy hundreds of thousands. They buy 500 houses. They can take depreciation. A person sweats and works and buys one house, they can't. But homes are built for people, not for corporations. And America will not become a nation of renters. We're not going to do that. That's why I have signed an executive order banning large institutional investors from buying single-family homes. It's just not fair to the public. They're not able to buy a house. And I'm calling on Congress to pass that ban into permanent law, and I think they will.
And just to be clear here, folks, they do the same thing in Europe. The globalists wrote this, where they're above the law, they get out of the taxes, you don't. It's to push you out of your homes. The UN wants no single-family dwellings. They want to break the back, Cloward and Piven. And so, yes, you get property taxes going up, but not of your BlackRock, State Street, or Vanguard. No, they've got the laws written where they get to depreciate the houses while they sit on them. That's pretty incredible, isn't it, Roger?
Well, Alex, I'll go back to what I said earlier. Food prices remain the number one measure by which people, you know, determine how they feel financially. But and gas prices was always number two, except for now with gas prices down, people, it's less top of mind. People stop worrying about it. Housing availability and price and affordability have surged as the number two issue, just as Donald Trump has announced that he's seriously considering taking Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are worth hundreds of billions of dollars, taking them out of conservatorship where they are today and taking them public, reaping huge financial benefits to the United States government, but keeping control of them through the way the deal is structured. This is groundbreaking, brilliant stuff. It will launch what I predict will be an entire surge of what we call Trump homes as interest rates plummet and people can afford to build housing again. And rents, of course, will also drop. So the president is ahead of the curve on the second largest domestic issue in the country. Crime coming in now a very strong third, quite obviously. And gas prices, well, that was yesterday.
Well, our struggle is this. When you know the economy, when you talk to top economists, it's all clear. Trump's doing a great job. It's just, can the public understand Rome wasn't built in a day? Trump thinks by the middle of next year, it's pretty much turned around. But you've got all these attempts to sabotage that. What do you think is going to happen, Roger?
Well, I mean, first of all, Trump has a brilliant economic team. Scott Bessent, libertarian, strong believer in gold, very strong free market-minded libertarian economist. Bill Pulte, from a venerable housing family, self-made a millionaire, businessman, investor, comes from a company that built homes, understands the housing market over at FHFA. and the president himself, who was a builder and a homeowner. So I don't know what how the president will decide to proceed in terms of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, for example. But I do know that there is an active plan to expand the availability of housing in America and drop the prices. The president's going to unveil that, I think, very, very soon. One idea I understand that was laid out in Davos is that you will now be able to use your 401k as the down payment for a mortgage on a home. Previously, before Trump, that would never have been allowed.
Roger, I've got a lot of questions, a lot of other topics, but I want to ask you, what topics do you want to get into that we haven't covered yet?
Well, I must say that the court's decision the decision to remove Lindsey Halligan as the U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia. You remember that James Comey, the FBI director, and Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, both got off the hook for crimes they most definitely committed, not because of evidence or anything pertaining to the actual case against them, but because on a technicality, the courts claimed incorrectly
I'm glad you raised this. This is one of my next questions. So just start over big picture. We're talking about no real movement in indictments. The few we got shot down, you know, set up. Now nothing happening on any of the outrageous crime. This is.
I just look at it from an entirely political point of view, Alex. I'm a political animal, and that is there are large swaths of our base. And the polls show Trump has maintained his intensity within the base. So even those polls that show him down a little bit, nobody has abandoned him. There's still there are many people with questions, but I think most reasonable-minded right-of-center conservative or just free thinkers realize that our chances of survival and maybe even a return to greatness are better against
That's Donald a no-brainer. I'm not even getting into his popularity now and how we get people to, you know, I'm talking about the damn Justice Department.
Right, and what I'm telling you is that if it will begin to erode his base, if they don't see justice and accountability, it is one of the pillars that I think that it will impact on turnout of voters. Here's the point, and that is when Trump is not on the ballot, there's a whole bunch of people who think like you and I, Alex, but they don't vote because Trump is not on the ballot, and they don't really like these lily-livered, weak-kneed, spineless, gutless, feckless House and Senate Republicans who just don't have the belly for a fight and don't really back down.
No, I agree. Why do you think so many Republicans are leaving? I think they're down to like, you know, 4 or 5 seats in the House. I mean, the Democrats could be back in potentially before the midterms even happen.
I don't think that will happen. Of course, in the past, there have been open efforts to buy off Republicans to get them to retire past the period for a special election, which would require some of these seats to remain open for 6, 7, 8 months while they pull shenanigans on the House floor. I mean, that was attempted previously and narrowly defeated. There was a great rumor that Elise Stefanik, who was appointed to the UN, graciously withdrew that when they realized her seat might be in jeopardy and she could jeopardize the majority. Thought briefly about running for governor, then decided not to do so. There was a great rumor last week that she was about to resign. I spoke to her. She has no plans to resign. She's going to be there fighting in her seat in Congress until her last day in office. And that's an open seat. So the point, of course, is that the issues that will impact this Congress, the burgeoning Somali scam, which is going to turn out, as we both know, to spill over into Ohio and Michigan and Oregon and Washington State and New York and California. We haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg in terms of the financial impact of that issue. And hardworking taxpayers who bust their ass every day to pay their taxes and pay for groceries and pay for rent, this aggravates the hell out of them that we are giving away millions of dollars illegally of their tax money to people who are, in some cases, Alex, shipping it back to Somalia to go to Al-Shabaab, the ISIS offshoot.
Up to $6 million a week. The TSA said they were ordered to let it go through for the last 5 years. And it's $24 billion at least in Minnesota. You know, Trump's up to 19. I've been tracking actual numbers. It's been 24 for a couple of weeks. So, but now they found billions in California, billions in Washington State. Looks like a billion at least now in Maine. And they're even catching the, in Ohio, the judges, employees and stuff. Oh, yeah, you know, give me $50,000. I'll get you asylum. I mean, this is a giant racket.
No, there's no question about it. Yesterday I saw a citizen journalist. I apologize that I don't remember his name, but he seemed quite diligent. He went to 26 different Somali-operated daycare or transportation centers in Minnesota. 26, and he went three times. He went morning, noon, at night. He saw no people, and he certainly saw no children.
You talking about Nick Shirley?
That was, I think it was someone who works with Nick Shirley. Was very, very impressive.
Yeah, no, that's the great news is we now have footage in states everywhere finding the same thing.
I have reports of very, very widespread reports of it in Ohio, which I think is the next place to explode, where the governor, Mike DeWine, is already backpedaling furiously because this would have happened on his watch. Great never Trumper, by the way. So this kind of issue is going to impact these next elections, which is why all these people who are saying, oh, we're going to lose the midterms, I refuse to concede that. Are they?
No, I agree. I don't think we're going to lose either. I don't think we're going to lose either if we get on message about the Learing Centers. But then where's the DOJ? I mean, I know Bondi ordered them to do just some basic stuff, so she had to fire them when they refused. I mean, I guess they just got such garbage there. But, I mean, we got footage out of Ohio and other states just today where they go to the same thing.
I do think, Alex, that the attack of a radical terrorist group on a Christian church service in progress, that crosses a Rubicon to me. I mean, that's an act of terrorism. That's just not acceptable in a civilized society. And I think the president should enact the Insurrection Act of 1807, as Lyndon Johnson did, as John F. Kennedy did, as George H.W.
did. So here's the question. Why hasn't he done it yet? Why hasn't he done it yet?
I can't answer that question. That is a decision I'm sure that he will make after talking to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, the Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, the CIA Director, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. I'm sure that he would speak to all of them before he made a decision. But I think he said all options are on the table, and the lawlessness burning further and further out of control, the outrageousness of people defiling a house of worship in the middle of a service. I don't care whether you're a Protestant or a Catholic or a Jew or a Muslim. That is unacceptable in a civilized. So they have crossed a Rubicon, and I think it shows that lawlessness has taken place. If you watch this video, it is horrifying the way these children are cowering, certain that they're about to be killed.
Well, because the screaming, you're Nazis, you're all scum, you're murderers, and they're like, hey, this is our church, this is our service, you're interrupting. And Don Lemon goes, you're supposed to be uncomfortable, First Amendment. And the pastor's like, what about our First Amendment right that you don't interrupt our service? Yeah, you can go out on the street and yell all day, but when you take over somebody's own event, now you're hijacking it.
Poor Don Lemon, so desperate, so very desperate to relaunch his irrelevant career, that he engages in illegal activity. If he was interviewing people who said, I'm going in there to invade that church, and he didn't report them to law enforcement, then I would say that act encouraged their illegal act. And therefore, I think he's an accessory. Now, I'm not an attorney. Harmeet Dillon has indicated that she thinks there are civil rights violations there, and I hope that he is fully prosecuted, but to get his name back into the news is his greatest concern here, because he got bounced from CNN, which is hard to do. Alex, one New Year's Eve, this guy wore the most beautiful tartan tuxedo jacket with a perfect shawl collar and a beautifully starched shirt and no bow tie. So I rest my case. I mean, he's a Philistine. He's an outrageously provocative racist. He once said white men were the number one problem in the country. Pardon me. And this is his last attempt to become brother. But I think he's crossed the line here, and I think he should face the legal consequences.
Well, I haven't even gotten to this yet. Michelle Obama, every time she talks, says white people are bad, white people are racist. And now she says, yeah, you really should just buy your clothes from black designers. And when I buy something, I don't even think, like, what color are they? They're like, this music sounds great. I'm listening to it. Black guy, white guy, whatever. But my point is, she's acting like everybody's all oppressed and stuff. And it's because she's now getting involved in black designer clothing moving into the market. So she's pushing people to her stuff. But imagine if Melania Trump said, oh, buy fashion, just buy from white people. It'd be the end of the world. It just shows the hypocrisy here.
Yeah, get the Austrian look. Look, what's interesting here is the Obamas are very much an internet phenomena. No one sees Obama coming. The Clintons certainly don't see him coming. But there is a group within the Democrat Party that is tired of Clintons and having to cover up for his rapes and his and their financial shenanigans and so on. They underrate Obama very. If you remember, Bill Clinton famously said to Ted Kennedy, who was very offended when he said this, can you imagine this, Ted? This was after Obama beat Hillary in an early contest. He said, can you imagine, Ted, in the old days, this boy would be fetching us coffee. So the Clintons and the Obamas had never had any love. But what's interesting to me is if you now look at Michelle Obama's new podcast, if you look at the movies they support, if you look at the public events they do, the bloom is off the rose here. They don't get the huge kind of numbers that revered American figures get.
Well, that's right. Obama does live streams now and has like 1,000 people on it.
And he's dropped the veil. You know, he's more and more and more radical in his comments and more racist in his comments and more open about his hatred of white people in his comments, as is she. So they dropped the facade of being reasonable people when he was president.
No, I agree. I thought about putting this out this morning with a headline. Melania Trump says, only buy designer clothing from white people, and then put under it, no, just kidding, Michelle Obama said the opposite. I mean, the outrageousness, and she's doing this to create black and white division. Record numbers of blacks are waking up and joining us. So that's the positive thing, and then that's just the reality. It's mainly crazy white women and men, 90%+ in places like Minnesota, Portland, you name it. What is wrong with these people?
I completely and totally agree. Trump made historic inroads among black voters, really because he was the first guy to come along in years and deal with social justice questions. The congressional Democrats bitched endlessly about the weaponization of the war on drugs. Donald Trump gave you a criminal justice reform, the First Step Act, the Second Chance Act, in which people who were convicted of first-time nonviolent drug crimes, who've been perfect prisoners, but who got long draconian sentences for a first-time nonviolent crime, could get a new life. The Democrats didn't that. In fact, the Congressional Black Caucus voted against it, even though they'd always been for it, simply because Trump pushed it. So the Trump has done an extraordinary thing in terms of correcting.
Sure, I get that the black folks are voting triple what they ever were. That's great. Good for them. What the hell's wrong with white people?
Well, I mean, white liberals, that's a mental disease, as you know. I don't know any other way to address it. And then you just have those people out there who are sheep, who are watching MSNBC and seeing CNN, and they think that's the news. I mean, they think that's the news. And, of course, those false narratives get bolstered by the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Associated Press.
Saying they're arresting citizens, ISIS.
They use their blue chip cred to try to say, well, these are the facts. I mean, the Washington Post, that's not journalism. That's propaganda dressed up to look like journalism, but and they used to be credible, and therefore some folks say, well, the New York Times said it must be true. Well, it
doesn't work. Well, you're right. Since we mentioned it, let's play the clip of Big Mike, a.k.a. Michelle Obama, anacondas for arms and maybe one in the pants, as we saw in Celebrity Jeopardy. Here she is saying, you know, you need to really, and I get help your quote, but how about buy American? Why is it buy from black people? Here it is.
If I hear of someone whose fashion that I like and I know that they're a person of color, I try to make it a point. But the clothes have to be available. You know, I think we can all do some work to think about that balance in our wardrobes. You know, what does our closet look like and who's in it? Mm-hmm. Who are we supporting?
Well, I got a bunch of Italians in my closet.
I think if you have the money to buy Chanel,
I didn't think what color they were, though.
You have the money to buy everybody.
Right.
And so let us be mindful, I think would be my advice.
And I'm not a clothes horse like the great, you know, fashion extraordinaire Roger Stone, none of that. But I mean, this is a Canali, wasn't super expensive, but it lasts for years, is badass. I mean, I guess I do discriminate just because when I put them on, I'm like, oh, no wonder it's Italian. I mean, I don't go buy something because I'm helping white people. I don't go download Jimi Hendrix songs when I help black people. I love Jimi Hendrix. I don't listen to Bob Dylan because he's Jewish. I like his, you know, it's just, this is so evil to turn everything into race, Roger.
I mean, Alex, at one time when I lived in New York, I had a black tailor named Avery Lucas. He was an amazing master tailor. I didn't choose him to make my suits and sport coats and top coats because he was black. I chose him because he was extraordinarily talented, and he got this kind of late 30s vibe, English influenced vibe, and I couldn't afford to pay, you know, Savile Row prices. So he was reasonably priced, but I didn't choose him because he was black. I don't know why they're desperate for money. They were paid millions and millions and millions of dollars for their movie deal with
Netflix.
I believe it was Netflix. They tell us they believe in global warming, that we'll all be underwater, yet they seem to keep buying beachfront property.
That's right. StoneZone.com. StoneZone.com. Roger, we love you.
Sold out to it. They're blind. They're cowards. You don't want to be part of them. Like Patrick Henry says, forget you are our brethren. Go from us in peace. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Let your chains sit lightly upon you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The truth is out there, and they don't want you to know it. There's still people that don't want to believe me out there. How are you going to tell me that Frog isn't totally gay?
Well, damn, I guess Alex was right. That frog was super gay.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.